Uncle Johnny hypochondriac. Thinks a headache is a heart attack. Honey, bring me down a couple more pills. Call the lawyer up and change my will. Ham sandwich and a glass of tea. Lunch is cheap but never free. Shaking hands and scratching backs. Green stains on your secondhand slacks. Keep on betting, think you're gonna win. You can dress it up and try to pretend. Cause a car and that's a fact. A deuce and a quarter ain't a Cadillac. Got a date, got a dress with care. Wash the gray right out of my hair. Clean the car and when I'm through, wax it up till it look brand new. A curb feelers and a fender skirts. Scrub the chrome till your elbow hurts. Pinstripes and cherry pats. Grass stains on your secondhand slacks. Keep on betting, think you're gonna win. Dress it up and try to pretend. Cause a car and that's a fact. But a deuce and a quarter ain't no Cadillac.
Cause a car and that's a fact. A deuce and a quarter ain't no Cadillac.
Yes, Keith Richards, 76 years old today. That was A Deuce and a Quarter Ain't No Cadillac. He's with DJ Fontana on, and Scotty Moore on that from All the King's Men. What are you going to say? Keith lived to be 76. He's still kicking.
And still kicking strong.
So, I mean, you know.
Still touring, still playing.
Hard
still,
to believe.
You know, absolutely.
Way to go, Keith.
Everybody wants to be Keith Richards.
Yeah, maybe up until about 1988, but yeah. So, happy birthday, Keith!
Now, with that, and that's a great introduction to tonight, because there have been many years in my life when the Rolling Stones record was my favorite record of the year. Not so much anymore, but we all go through. Changes and things change. Different people come on the scene. I think that this year was an outstanding year for music. And a lot of the reasons are that I've got a bunch of people that I had not heard of again for about the sixth straight year that I had not heard on January 1 of 2019. I don't have a lot of music from them because we're going to focus on what none of them actually broke into the top. The highlights. Bob's counting his down. I'm kind of doing it existentially. You know, it's like more of a ethereal kind of best of the year for me, as opposed to a literal, here's 1 through 10. But there's going to be plenty of music all through the night. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off with kind of a collective of people, which includes one of my favorite albums, one of my favorite songs, two of my favorite performances, and some auxiliary music as well. So we're going to start off with Our Native Daughters, the quartet of Rhiannon Giddens, Allison Russell of Birds of Chicago, Layla McCalla, and Amy Thist Kia.
Thank you. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I have seen American flowers, they will bloom again. On the south side of Chicago, man who's not yet grown went out for a ride, but the car was not his own. Well, he did not see the stop sign or the boy on his skateboard, and now he's lying broken on the ground. Nobody around, he could have drove away. Pulled on over to the curb and he ran out where he lay. Used his hoodie for a pillow. Said, little man, you're gonna be okay. And he waited for the ambulance to come. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Tender was the night down in the Tenderloin, in an alley off O'Farrell Street, in the neon glow. She finally caught that dragon a mile from Chinatown. She took her wings and eased her body down. She gave a little shudder, but no pain, she felt no pain. And she knew that she was back on home in Morgantown again. She could smell the lady's slippers and the wild thimbleweeds. Mama, I was just mad, I never meant to leave. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Laying roof in Texas, it's the job for someone younger, and so is catching fastballs from your grandson in the summer. But there you are saying, come on kid, let me feel that hummer, with your back and hips and knees on fire. And he said, come on grandpa, when you gonna let me throw a curve? And you're looking back at him in the sun, and you feel your heart is bursting. Let me keep him from himself and those that mean to hurt him, if that be your will, oh Lord. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not feel the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again. Interstate in Northwest Ohio, in the amber waves of grain and the assemblies of crows,
years, there rose the two twin spires beside a golden dome, the Islamic mosque of Greater Toledo. I was flying down the highway when it caught my eye. I was sipping red cream soda, I was listening to Johnny Prine, and I saw that golden dome against a pink and purple sky. I was singing, don't let your baby down. I've seen American flowers all across this land, from the banks of the Shenandoah along the Rio Grande. Do not fear the winter blowing in the hearts of men. I've seen American flowers, they will bloom again.
This has been a great year for those four women that I talked about, who are our native daughters, that we started off with. Black myself, Rhiannon Giddens, Allison Russell of Birds of Chicago, Layla McCalla, and Amy Thiskia. After that, it was Birds of Chicago itself, Allison Russell and her husband J.T. Nero, American Flowers, from their 2018 record. I saw them November 21st at the Ludlow Garage and was just absolutely knocked out. It was my second favorite show of the year. And as the night goes on, we'll meld the shows and the recorded music and see how we come out with the best of the year. And then just recently, and this record has been sitting around my desk for way too long until I realized my God, this is full of people that I love. We heard Like a Songbird That Has Fallen from a collaboration of Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars and Sisters of the Strawberry Moon, which includes Amy Helm, Allison Russell, and J.T. Nero of Birds of Chicago, Sharday Thomas, and Amy Levere, a stalwart of the the Memphis music scene. And that was, I believe, a Birds of Chicago tune on there. But those people, in addition to the records, they did great things. Rhiannon Giddens kicked off the concert for Ken Burns' Country Music Extravaganza. The four of them together played the Black Myself was a highlight of the Americana Music Awards this year. It's just a great year for them. We'll revisit them as the night goes on the way to number one. But we're talking Blue Snakes and Banjos, the annual Best Things We've Heard and Seen in 2019. This year, and my playlist is jam-packed. So, as usual, I'm not going to talk much. I'm going to let Bob do all the talking.
Ha! Yes, good segue, Bill, in that it's the good stuff we heard this year, which is always a dilemma when you're picking your top albums of the year, because is it about the music that was created this year? Is it about tapes that were undiscovered and dusted off, packaged and sold by the man for us to consume this year? I don't know. But so at number 10, one of the albums that brought me the most joy this year, and which I heard for the first time this year, was the Bob Dylan Traveling Through compilation, I guess. It's three discs. It's basically part of the bootleg series. It's volume 15 for those of you keeping score. God, who could possibly keep score at this point? But there are three discs there. It's Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. It's all focused on Bob Dylan's time in Nashville, the John Wesley Harding albums, the time that he was on the Johnny Cash television show, etc. So from about, 50 tracks on here, some of which you've heard before and some of which are outtakes, I had to pick something. And since my son got out of prison this year, I'm kind of partial to prison tunes. So why don't we play this outtake of Folsom Prison for what it's worth? And even though you want to call him Bob Dylan, you want to call Johnny Cash, who cares? It's the Bob Dylan Traveling Through, and it's loaded with both of them, and I can't recommend it enough.
I hear that train a-rollin', it's a-rollin' around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. But I hear that whistle blowing all down the San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that tram blowing, I hang my head and cry. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. All right. take me from this prison if that railroad train was mine. Even I'd move it on a little further down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I long to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
So are you. baby, please come home. I'm sick and I'm all alone. I love you, I miss you so. How much you'll never, never know. I need you, that's why I'm blue. Come home, come home. Oh, baby, put it down and stop your running around. Well, bring it on home right now. I don't mean after a while. Well, I need you, that's why I'm blue. Come home.
Okay, those were three of my top 10 from the year, counting backward, but I reserve the right based on time because we're not that organized to like wedge in some others. But we started the set with a cut from the, this might be the release that has brought me the most joy this year. It's the Bob Dylan Traveling Through, and it's a three CD disc set. It involves basically Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash during Bob Dylan's Nashville stage. If you couldn't tell from that, Bob Dylan fronting, doing the vocals on Folsom Prison Blues, and that's what you heard. Follow that up with Angela Purley from her 4:30 release, a song called Snake Charmer. Which this album is really, really good. I think this is one of the albums that Bill and I both had in our top 10. And not just because she's a friend of the show, but because this album is freaking awesome. And you just heard one of my faves, Jimmy Vaughn, Baby Please Come Home. And, you know, a lot of these blues guys, they crank stuff out on a pretty regular basis because, let's face it, it's not hard to put out a B-plus blues album, but if you're a super talented blues person like Jimmy Vaughn. But to put out an A-plus blues album is another question entirely. And Jimmy Vaughn did it with his Baby Please Come Home release this year. It is just a terrific record. I don't know what, if you didn't like what you heard there, then don't buy it. But otherwise, you should because it's just chock full of that kind of music. So those were my 10, 9, and 8 releases of the year. Although, you know, come on, let's face it. It's all freaking arbitrary.
It is arbitrary indeed. But I'm going to revisit Angela Purley for a moment because she indeed was on mine. And actually, she was up next. But we've got so many different people. And so I'm just going to say, for the second consecutive year, I saw Angela Purley and Chris Connor. I saw four shows by them this year. Plus, they visited the station. He drove down in June on a really rainy, horrible night and drove from Columbus and turned around and drove home. So indeed, she is a friend of the show and we love her dearly. But the fact of the matter is this record stands on its own. It is really good. And I can't wait to see what she does in the future. I think she's really hitting her stride. She's sold out, you know, and again, these aren't giant places, but she sold out Natalie's the last two times, a couple of the other clubs in Columbus. And let's not forget that it was the week before or the week after she was here that she was asked to play the opening slot on Willie Nelson's day-long festival at Nationwide Arena that included Alison Krauss, the Avett Brothers, and other people that I can't even remember. So, Angela, we love you. We think your album's great. Unfortunately, we're only going to get to play one song tonight. So what we'll do now is cue up one from another basically local woman who also came to the show. And this is one of the tracks off of Kim Taylor's Songs of Instruction album that came out early in the year. And she stopped by the show on February 13th to play some tunes for us right after, I guess, she had a CD release party at Christ Church Cathedral that was outstanding.
Maybe I need more time to heal. Try to unpack the things I feel. Battles I've lost and wars I've won. And all of the hurt that has been done. Maybe I need more time to heal. And maybe I need just a little more space. Distance myself from the troubles I face. What would it hurt to just lay?
Setting sun, yeah, to show me. One, two, three. I got lost down in Rio. I was running from the FBI. Yeah, they had me on some charges back in San Antonio. No one ever got the reason why. I turned up in a casino with my hands up ready to fight. The whole damn mariachi band were playing the same tune twice. I get high 'cause I want to. I get low every day. I get high 'cause I want to. I gotta do something. My girl was looking mighty fine, staring through the glass at a police station, just trying to hear the end of the line. I know I said it, and I mean it. I am trying to change my life, but when times get tough, yeah, the tough get hard, and you can cut me with a butter knife.
When she calls to
don't send her my way. When it hurts, you'll know it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I can see them. You took the words right out my mouth when you knew. Among broke down brake lines and Motown records, all that's left is a blind reflection. But you know what's coming and you regret it. So when she calls, don't send her my way. When it hurts most, it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I can see them. You took the words right. You knew that I would meet up. And what am I supposed to do now without you? Without you. Michigan's in the
hang on and hold your cab. And before I could
Children were crying, all the luggage went flying. There was coal rolling everywhere. And there were lovers in the aisle, knotted up in a pile, going hard despite our deep despair. And as we tumbled away to that still water grave, there was sorrow amongst the air. While the Bible was read, well, I bowed down my head and I prayed out my final prayer. Well, oh my, I'm a train in the sky. See the Lord, let me feel no fear. And before I go down, please tell Bob Brown, well, I love you, my darling. My chest, and we all held our breath, cause we was getting down to the end. And while that cold water brewed, the train whistle blew, and it sounded like a howling wind. And from the corner of my eye, I saw an angel disguised as a man with a violin. And he sang us a song that didn't last very long, so we asked him to sing it again. Well, oh my, I'm a train in the sky. See the Lord, let me feel no fear. And before I go down, please tell Bob Brown, well, I love you, my darling, my dear. You know I love you, my darling, my dear. Yes, I love you, my darling, my dear.
One of the great surprises of this year, a guy by the name of Ian No, from Kentucky. I don't know a lot more about him, but a great record, Between the Country. That was Barbara's song. So that is dedicated to my two favorite Barbaras, Barbara number one and Barbara number two, in no particular order, Barbara Schmidlap and Barbara Kelly. I busted over to the Southgate House on November 1st to see Ian No. And when I saw his name on the schedule and then found out about his music, I thought, man, this will be great. I'll be one of 25, 30, 50 people there. The place was packed. The big room was packed for this guy. So you never know. You never know who's out there listening to this. Before that, my favorite single of the year, Amy Helms' version of the Milk Carton Kids' Michigan. It's just a wonderful, wonderful song. She was up in the Finkelman Arena Auditorium on November 9th, went up there to see her. She's also part of the Sisters of the Strawberry Moon Collaborative, and one of my favorites. Camp, another new band in that little set. Camp, C-A-A-M-P, an Ohio group, guys from Athens, as a matter of fact. Just saw that on one of those weekly lists from Paste Magazine or Rolling Stone, Music You Should Know. Started listening to it, and it's great. It's in my favorite albums of the year. They're playing three sold-out shows over between Christmas and New Year's in Columbus, which is probably their hometown. And then they're coming here at Madison Live, the small room, which is probably going to be too small for them, on March 13th. But that's somebody who you want to check out. And we started off with Kim Taylor, Maybe I Need More Time to Heal, Songs of Instruction, just a wonderful set of tunes. And then at the end of the year, she had another project, which we played something from last week, Sand and Water, with singer-songwriter Todd Thibault, and two records from Kim Taylor this year. So it's 1 minute till 7 on Wednesday. You're listening to the Best of 2019 with Bob Hust and Bill Thompson on Blue Snakes and Banjos. I have some announcements, Bob.
Go for
I'd like to make, okay?
You're going to flog our member-thon again?
Well, we got to do that, you know, for us to continue on into our sixth year. We need you to go to WAIF883.org and become a member of the station for $25. And that'll help us go throughout into year 7. The other one that I want to do, and I almost forgot about this, is a big, big thank you to John Tavardian for building the BlueSnakesAndBanjos.com website basically a year ago in January.
Way to go, John.
We've had a lot of fun with it. He's the one doing the heavy lifting. We all, Bob and I, threatened to learn how to post stories and do things, and he just kind of looked at us and said, I'll do it for you.
The most fun I'm having with that is when people say, do you have a podcast? And I say, well, we don't have a podcast, but we have a website that hosts all the old shows on it. Tell me why I should have a podcast. And some people hem and haw. There are a few people who say, because then I can go to my podcast search engine and find you. But I think it's interesting. But thanks, John.
Yeah, they can't get to the World Wide Web. That's a little tougher.
Well, it's polling versus pushing.
Ah, okay.
And they don't want
to poll. That's way beyond
my
knowledge.
They want us to push, and I'm not a foister.
I understand. Although, you know, sometimes maybe I'm poorly educated as well. Guess what starts today? What's open right now, Bob? City Beats Best of the City 2020 voting is open.
We're ready for our sixth consecutive number four finish.
We want to move into the top three again this year. We've wanted that
Let's face it, we're fighting Jill and June from Omaha.
That's right. All these
WLW.
People. Right.
I mean, let's get real here.
Fox and Friends Cincinnati.
Right.
And then, hard to do.
And then there's a third. It's actually a good show. It's that Cincinnati Edition show.
I like that show.
It's a good show. It's not as good as ours.
No.
They should finish fourth.
That's yeah. They should.
I mean, actually, the WLW thing should finish not in the top three, but what are you going to do? You know, but here's the thing about that. They have categories for, like, chain and non-chain for chili.
Yeah.
Like Skyline, non-chain is chain, Price Hill Chili, non-chain.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we're fighting with Clear Channel or iHeartRadio or whoever the hell owns WLW these days, you know, Leech, Fang, Trump, Murdoch, Inc., Corp., Cunningham, LLC, you know, I think they're more chain than us.
Well, I'm standing on our past blurb from former City Beat staff writer Kathy Schwartz, who called Blue Snakes and Banjos best music education on the radio.
We're number one.
We've got that.
We're number one.
I wear it proudly.
No one's yanked that from us.
Tonight shows why that is.
Of course.
We're introducing all kinds of music to people, and there's still a lot more to go.
We're only playing music that was released this year.
Yeah. And again, I think you're making too much of whether it was made, because I'm going to go to a couple that were
made earlier. As I said,
released
this year.
Exactly. Absolutely.
By the suits.
You're right.
By the corporate fang dripping moguls.
We'll see how that goes. We don't have enough time to get off into that, Bob, because we got lots of music to play.
Oh, it's impeachment day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. And one last, two last announcements from friend of the show, Mark Dill.
Mark
is a great guy. He stepped up during the Rabbit Hash benefit and bought himself a guest hosting gig. I see him at lots of shows around town, and it's always nice to see Mark and his lovely wife, Angie. And he asked if we could do him this favor, and I told him I'm thrilled, and I'm really thrilled to do this. This is like comes under a public service announcement, actually.
Wow. Holy smokes.
Everyone knows that Christmas is the United States Postal Service's busy season. This season, Mark's a mail carrier.
Oh.
This season is the last one for the number one senior letter carrier in the Cincinnati district, Tom Roddinghouse.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. We'll hang up his bag after 50 years of delivering mail.
My seventh grade teacher's name was Tom Roddinghouse, but I know it's not the same person because mine has moved on to the choir.
Has passed away. Yeah. Tom is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet and works out of Murray Station in Fairfax. Tom, I echo Bob's salute. Thank you for your service over the years. I'll tell you what, you know, on a nice spring day, delivering the mail looks like a great job. On a day like today, you couldn't pay me, you know, $1 million to do it.
Hey, so. Tom, give us a text. How many dog bites do you have?
We'll see. And here's my last one. Speaking of friends of the show, Jack Greiner wanted me to pass along his top two albums of the year.
Of course there's two.
Right.
He couldn't just give us his top album of the year.
Sturgill Simpson's Sound and Fury? Is that the name of it?
Yes, and Sound it's and my Fury. Number three.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, you're wrong, Jack.
And, well, he has two. So, you know.
All right.
He's heading towards three. Sheryl Crow's Threads. Wow. That's pretty harsh for somebody who's going to accept their Christmas generosity next week.
I know. Don't put anything in my turkey, dude.
Speaking of which, Bob and I will be taking the week off next week after being browbeaten by our Christmas host to not come after the show to their sit-down Christmas dinner.
She's just pissed that we're not playing Eye of the Tiger.
Did I tell you that she sold her tickets to the last two home
no.
games?
No. Oh, my God. The Brown family, if you're listening. If you're listening.
It's kind of like Walter Cronkite leaving.
Right. If Richard I've lost Wilson. Kathy Griner, I've lost America. I've lost Cincinnati. Mike Brown, sell now. Holy mac. What?
Yep.
Oh, that's shocking. Well, yeah. You know, certainly I can't blame her.
I understand.
And for those of you who are new to the show, we have a standing pledge here. Yeah. Not like the pledges that you're making for money.
Right.
Go to WAF 883.
Well, I would pledge money to her favorite charity as well.
Here's the deal. The deal here had been, if the Bengals won a playoff game. This was in those quaint days when we made the playoffs every year and then got our tails waxed. But if the Bengals won a playoff game, we would play Eye of the Tiger.
That's right.
Well, that just seems pretty hopeless right now.
Well.
But so, and because it's hopeless, I'm willing to make this venture, this offer.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bengals win a playoff game,
mm-hmm.
we will not only play Eye of the Tiger, but I will donate $100 to the station.
Wow. That's a great – I think that is her favorite charity, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. I know that because I know that she's a semi-annual member every year.
Yeah.
Because she always asks me, did I contribute this year?
Well, as many of our contributors do. And our answer to that question always is, no, it's time.
Just give me the check.
No, you need to contribute again.
That's right. Okay. I think you're up.
Oh, I thought I just did my bit.
Nope.
No, okay. So you want to hear songs?
Yeah, we want to hear music. After those are all the announcements, folks. We're heading
back,
into the second hour of the show.
Back to the music.
Back to the music.
And I'm only on number seven, so I'm going to have to hustle up.
You are.
All right, here we go. This band, as those of you who have listened to my snide remarks all year long know, I am not like Mr. Pop. This is as close as I get to pop, but I really like the Better Oblivion Community Center. So here we go with their...
Is that really the name of the... Is the center the last word?
I think it is, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Better Oblivion Community Center.
Okay.
And this is the title cut from their album, Little Trouble.
Tell me, baby, what's your biggest conceit? Is it that you did it or you did it with me? I can't imagine what the problem could be. If that one song that you like and you just play it on repeat. Not every certain death can be so great. Not every psychopath can act so well behaved. What if the bomb just doesn't go off? Still playing that song. Still dancing alone. For clumsy ballerinas with dad's blank check, there's a place in
I Happen now.
we started the set with my seventh best, written in stone. Of course, can't be eighth, can't be sixth. It's got to be my seventh best. The Better Bolivian Community Center, the title cut, Little Trouble, from their 2019 release. That's a Connor Oberst, Phoebe Bridgers
collaboration. And I apologize, Bob, for jumping in and saying if you were correct on the name of the album. You were absolutely correct.
Thanks.
Of the band, the
Thanks.
Collaboration.
But I never mind being corrected, even if the correction is wrong. I just figure it
It's my stock and trade.
I believe in more speech.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Transparency.
People can figure out, you know, what's true and what's not. Fact schmacks. Impeachment. Did I say impeachment?
After that.
And then we don't have time for Political Corner tonight.
That's right.
We're squeezing it in. I got four more songs to go, as do you. Then we heard Cass McCombs, who has been around for a while now, probably professionally about 15, 20 years almost, and is finally starting to get some traction. You heard Estrella from his Tip of the Sphere release. This is where technology intrudes into my life in a good way. You know, sometimes you get lazy, even when you're a professional DJ like Bill and me, and you just put a couple of songs on, and then when Spotify says what's next, you just say whatever you want to do, and then all of a sudden you're laying around the house and you hear a song and you're like, who the heck is that guy? And it's Cass McCombs. And that was Tip of the Sphere, and that is a terrific album. And then last but not least, Chatham County Line, which is a bluegrassy band that I like a lot. And this is an album of covers that came out this year called Sharing the Covers. And I don't know that it's like the all-time greatest album or anything, as any covers album, you know, it's kind of tough to do that. But there's some great covers on here. I didn't play You Don't Know How It Feels, the Tom Petty song, or the John Lennon song, Watching the Wheels, and some other ones. But I did play, as you just heard, the cover of the John Hartford, They're Tearing Down the Grand Ole Opry, from his Aeroplane release, which is arguably one of the four or five original stone tablets of alternative country music. So there you go, Chatham County Line. Those are my 765 albums of the year.
There you go. First of all, we'd like to thank Ernie and Lynn from the West Side for calling in. We really appreciate their support. Lynn was saying that as she was punching up the donate button on WAIF883.org, that there's really not a spot to put in Blue Snakes and Banjos.
What?
We'll get right on that and find out about that. But
I'm calling the suits right now.
Anybody else has that problem, just let us know that you have contributed, and we'll flag it to our good friend Guy Moore, the membership director here at WAIF. Your local community radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio. Bob played some covers. There's a great, and I'm not going to get to it tonight, but I will give a shout out to this guy named Jesse Dayton, who I had not heard of before this year. And he has a mixtape volume one CD that has a bunch of great covers on it. Neil Young, Bruce Springsteen, Gordon Lightfoot, The Clash, all kinds of things. And you may want to do that. And while I was talking to Ernie, I was getting ready to tell him that Ernie and Lynn really liked the Ian No song. And I said, you know, there's so many new people each year. I've got a list of about a dozen female singers that I really like. And Ernie said, Bill, I don't need to know about them. So, you know, I said, well, you know, I understand. Bob's not a big fan of the female singers.
Hey, that is absolutely not true. That is totally not true.
Oh, so you don't agree with Ernie on this?
No, I disagree that I'm not a big fan of the female singers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Ernie's opinions are, but I like many, many female singers.
Yeah, I know. As a matter of fact, you've played some tonight. Right. Angela Pearley, Phoebe Bridgers.
We've still got more if we get to it.
We get to it. Well, let's do this. I'm going to play.
I just don't hit the 75% mark.
I know. I do. I seem to. Actually, you know what? In this next set, I'm going to hit the 100% mark.
That would be your second 100% sound of the evening. But I'm That's not right. keeping score.
No. Well, Luther Dickinson isn't a female.
Oh, okay.
So, so let's do this. We're going to start off with Linda Ronstadt. What a great year for Linda Ronstadt. This is wonderful. Great documentary, Sound of My Voice. Kennedy Center honor last week at the reception when Mike Pompeo tried to make a joke about when would he feel loved. She shut him down by saying he would feel loved when he stopped enabling Trump. I love that. That's wonderful. You know, this is a woman with Parkinson's disease who was teary-eyed and everything during the wonderful tribute at the Kennedy Center honors. But and as to Bob's point earlier, they found a great live set of tapes from, I think, 1980 that she did a TV show in Hollywood. And so we're going to hear I Can't Let Go from Live in Hollywood, Linda Ronstadt, 1980.
Yeah.
just kinda let me go. Promises.
Women rock, Bob. I'm telling you.
They sure do.
We started off with one of the best of all time, Linda Ronstadt, I Can't Let Go, from her Live in Hollywood album of 20 last year. It's great. And if you haven't seen the Sound of My Voice documentary, dial that up someplace. After that, Carla Bonhoff, who broke through writing songs that Linda Ronstadt recorded. This was I Can't Hold On from her Live album. She was here May 30th at the 20th Century, and she was one of the big stars who agreed to talk to me for an original story for BlueSnakesAndBanjos.com.
Wouldn't all the big stars talk to you?
Well, I'm telling you. You know who did talk to me? I have a couple lists here, Bob. I'm going to read them really quickly before you get to, so we can get your songs in. But this year was the first time that we had original stories on BlueSnakesAndBanjos.com. Once again, thanks to John Tavardian for a place to put these. I started off with an interview with Chris Smither. I met the Way Down Wanderers, Shovels and Rope, fairly big. They were on the Wheels of Soul tour this year. The aforementioned Jesse Dayton, the Quaby sisters, Sophia Quaby, found them at the Southgate House. Kelsey Walden, big on John Prine's record label. A woman named Lucette, who had a well-received record this summer. And my old friend Nora Jane Struthers, who was in town twice this year, once where we babysat for her daughter Annabelle. And all those stories can be found at BlueSnakesAndBanjos.com.
Well, as Mal said, women hold up half of the sky.
That's right. And the third song in that little set was the one that I just discovered. I knew about her for a while. Had not heard her music other than a couple videos on YouTube, but went to see her Monday night at the Southgate House where she opened for Jeremy Pennell. That's Christina Murray from her Southern Ambrosia record, which is actually released in 2018.
Uh-oh.
And with the ballad of Angel and Donnie, and she was just delightful with just a guitar. So, and the reason I bring her up is that I want to just read off a list of 10 names of women that I had not heard of a year ago and who I love each one of these albums. I'll put them up on the Facebook page. Christina Murray, Caroline Spence, Emily Scott Robinson, Julia Jacqueline, Stella Donnelly, Mary Bragg, Alexa Rose, Leslie Stevens, Molly Tuttle, Madison Cunningham, and the, again, aforementioned Quaby sisters. So that's it. We're headed towards the last 20 minutes of the best of 2019. I'm going to shut up so Bob can get some more songs because I want to make sure I get my number one song from my number one artist at the end of the night.
As do I. So here's Delbert McClinton, who's my number four artist of the year. This is a great one, Chicken on the Bone.
Listen up, everybody, because I've got something to say. I might have fallen in love with a girl I just met today. I don't quite know how to feel. I can't believe she's real. Got me mumbling, stumbling around in a fuzzy haze. She makes pizza at the joint on the corner of 5th and Main. I'm going back down there, gonna ask her what's her name. Gonna tell her just how I feel. I can only hope that she'll maybe smile at me and say she feels the same. My heart started pounding like a runaway train. Knees started knocking when she called my name. Ain't nothing ever, never, ever gonna be the same. She's the one that brightens up my day. The sun shines on her even when it rains. I'd say it's plain to see what's happening to me. I'm a different man than I was yesterday. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare your half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone.
kind of woman take you way up high. She's the kind of woman set your world on fire. A woman like that, I just can't leave alone. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare you half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone.
Yeah.
started the set with Delbert McClinton and his Self-Made Men, plus Dana, from their Tall, Dark, and Handsome release this year. That was Chicken, No Chicken on the Bone, another double entendre song for you blues swing fans out there. Remember, every blues song is I Want a Blank, You're Blank. Great album. And, you know, Delbert covers like 14 different styles of music in one album, and it's just absolutely terrific. That was
Number four,
Self-Made Men, Delbert McClinton. And then Sound and Fury, I've played that song. I played a few songs all year long from this release, Sturgill Simpson. But my favorite one from that is Make Art, Not Friends, and you heard that. And then the album that I've probably played most this year driving to and from work is it Eileen? I don't know how to pronounce her name even. I've never seen her in person. But
Eileen Jewel.
She's just absolutely terrific. I got a couple albums of hers, but this one I think is my favorite, and we heard Crawl. Okay, so to make room for Bill, I want to play my absolute favorite album of the year. It's Hayes Carl. It's What It is the name of the album. And I don't think there is a better piece of social political commentary in rock music, or popular music, I guess would be the better way to say it, since about, 1972. This is just an absolutely terrific album. The hardest part is to figure out which song to play from it when you can only play one. And given that this is Impeachment Day, I'm just going to go with Times Like These. But I encourage everyone to listen to this album and listen to every single song on it. It to cover the waterfront from every point of view in the turbulent times we live in. Hayes Carl has just done an unbelievable job. So here it is, my favorite album of the year, What It Is, Hayes Carl, Times Like These.
In times like these, everyone could use a hand. Instead of standing around losing ground, fighting for the promised land. It's so hard to tell if this is heaven or hell, and I can never measure by degrees. But it's sure getting warm around here in times like these. In times like these, do I really need a billionaire? Taking all my time trying to tell me I was treated unfair. Well, then I have to pay as a home of the brave. Just dividing in on them in the weak. Oh, I find I'm losing my mind in times like these. Yeah, they're coming and go. They're in and they're not. Every day I'm getting better at losing something I haven't got. I do my labor, love my girl and help my neighbor, while I keep a little hope for my dreams. But it's all getting hard for other times like these. Widening the great divide. I hope and I pray at the end of the day I can somehow get my troubles to ease. But I gotta say it's not looking good, not in times like these. Yeah, they're coming and they go. They're cold and they're hot. I'm just trying to keep the world from turning me to something I'm not. Try to run until the whole thing's done, and I just hope I don't end up on my knees. But it's sure getting hard to stand up in times like these. I just wanna do my labor, love my girl and help my neighbor, while I'm keeping on my drive to be. But it's sure getting hard for
Hey, it's Carl. Times Like These, my favorite album of the year.
Yours and the Americana Music Association top albums of the year, too. So you're a very hip guy, Bob.
I had no idea.
I understand. We're going to go out with my favorite album of the year, and if you listen to the beginning of the show, this will come as no surprise. It's There Is No Other by Rhiannon Giddens and Francesco Tarisi. It was my favorite album of the year. It was my favorite concert of the year when I saw them October 23 up in Kent, Ohio, with my good friends Marta Hansen and Dave Cronin, Barbara Schmidlap and Joe Napora, and the always delightful Janine Thompson. She had quite a year. She is the No Depression Artist of the Decade, one of four, along with Chris Thiele and two more to be announced before the end of the year. She kicked off, as I said earlier, the Ken Burns Country Music Concert event, and she dazzled at the Americana Awards. So Rhiannon Giddens, I'm On My Way from her. This Is No Other will be mine. Thanks, everybody. We're taking off next week. I will be here on New Year's night in 2 weeks. We wish everybody a happy holiday, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And until that time, as always, love one another. Good night, everybody.
Watching from my window, the curtain coming down. A blue as black as morning, a silence like a sound that rattles at the cages that hold my heart in mine. I call my name to wonder just what I hope to find. A bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? This crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Lord, if you love me, keep me, I pray. A little bird is stretching out to the shimmering, shaking blue. Don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do. I don't know the hour that finds me in this room. Around my feet and still no sugar in my spoon, but I've only got the taste for something sweet as thyme, not bottled on the table but still hanging on the vine. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on. A little bird is stretching out on the shimmering, shaking blue. I don't know where I'm going, but I know what to do. Don't know where I'm going.